Hello there, and welcome to the Low Budgets Little Bit of Everything podcast.
We are the Low Budgets, and we're getting more and more inconsistent by the day.
Yes, we haven't been here in
too long since you forgot to upload the last podcast.
Yes, so if you're listening to this, you would have heard the last podcast, which is up before this podcast, but not before the last podcast, because that's the last podcast that's going to be up, and it's going to be uploaded then. It's going to be then. Yay.
When will then be now?
I don't know, but we're going to get there shortly, so let's begin the show, shall we say. Let's start our meandering wanders into the hell of hells.
Yes. So, what have you been doing recently, Charles?
Well, I haven't been doing a lot, actually. I've been working towards our upcoming show, Shabby Road, on Saturday the 26th of October 2019. Been working towards that, making preparations for schedule shooting, and today we've been shooting some more stuff for the show, so come down and enjoy it. I'll put the link to it in the description of this podcast. Also, tomorrow, as you'll know, well, you won't know, you'll know, they won't know, that I'm attending a screening of a film I made with William.
Hello.
In it, at King's Cross Cinema.
Butterfly Botox.
Butterfly Botox is the name of the film.
A film festival,
very exciting.
Is the public allowed to vote, Charlie?
The public wasn't allowed to vote. No.
Are they allowed to vote now?
No, because the winners decided over a month ago. But we still know, we're finding out tomorrow.
Well,
So we should be sure to let you know on that in a coming podcast.
Which, knowing us, is probably going to be in 5 months.
Probably going to be next year you'll find out, yay, it won. But by that time we'll be dead.
Yes. I too haven't been doing too much recently.
Lazy pit.
Cheers.
I can't think of an insult. So it's like, lazy pit. Okay, that's
I had my birthday recently. That was pretty cool. But other than that, nothing at all.
Birthday. Oh yeah, happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
On the podcast, we wish people happy birthdays in only one way possible. Singing a Jewish happy birthday song that I'm about to make up that sounds kind of Jewish. They sung that at my uncle's funeral.
Well, thank you for singing it as my happy birthday song.
You're welcome. That's what we do here. We just sing songs and laugh and have goofs and gaffs and gifts. Maybe not gifts, can't see them. The others, though, we do that.
Well, to delve into this episode, we're going to start with the one, the only, Boris Johnson.
No, it's Boris time. Well, Boris Johnson, I don't know if you've been looking at the news recently, UK or US viewers, listeners, I don't know, what do we call you, fans, minions,
actually saying
victims?
That, I'll have a podcast called Procrastination, by the way, has quite the common.
We've been getting some
foreign
spikes.
Audience.
We have a foreign audience. Right, before we discuss Boris, we're going to discuss something Boris doesn't like, foreign people.
Well, I don't see what the fuss is about them.
No, they're everywhere, but we love them as much as the same because they do a good takeaway.
Fair enough, Charlie. Yeah. Right, so
the majority of our listeners,
according to Procrastination, which is a different podcast, we've got 42% of our listeners are from the US.
Impressive.
14% are from the UK.
Impressive.
Now, 2% are from Sweden.
That's still a couple people.
Yeah, 2%.
Well, Sweden.
Considering it's got 230 total plays, it's, what is that?
That's
about five people from Sweden, maybe
that's
four?
That's quite a few people from Sweden. Now, Swedish people, if you're out there, we love your furniture and we love your meatballs even more, you cretins.
Fair enough.
And that's how we talk about Swedish people.
We've
here.
Got India at 2% and Iran at 4%.
Iran? They're in a war zone! Why are they listening to a podcast in a war zone?
Charlie, not all of Iran is a war zone.
Most of it is a war zone, and I think you'll join me in saying, yeah, it's a war zone. It's a war zone.
What's worrying is that I've just loosely been adding this up in my head. It only reaches like 80%. Never mind. Back to Boris.
Back to Boris, the B-man, the BJ Joris. His first name is actually Alexander.
I mean, I love Boris as a person. He's absolutely hilarious, but I hate him as a politician.
Yeah, I mean, he's not the best, but he has got his plus sides. Like being a good public speaker, and he was a great mayor of London. Like he voted pro-LGBT, pro-amnesty for immigrants, which is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
That's like a good thing. That's progressive. He's a very liberal conservative. And we don't like the conservatives here, do we? Not particularly, but we will appreciate Boris.
Yeah,
for now, until he does something wrong like Trump. But Trump had done more stuff wrong in the time that Boris has had than the time Trump had.
Good to know. No, good to know indeed. I forgot what I was going to say now. Thanks, Charlie.
No idea.
Now, Boris.
Knew about Boris.
he's hilarious. He rugby tackled that kid, that Asian kid. That Japanese was a hilarious kid. Video.
Scrolling through BBC News, we can see no deal Brexit up to the EU, says Boris Johnson on first Welsh visit, where he's holding a chicken.
Oh, which is look at that. He got accused of pursuing no deal recently. Hard on Boris.
Yeah, he got accused of having sex with a chicken as well.
Did he?
No, he didn't. Maybe he did, I don't know.
Probably. Incredibly colourful.
Britain. Instagram influencer found dead in suitcase. There's a nice bit of European news for you. She was Russian, so it doesn't really matter.
In fact, I'm not sure if... I think we should move on from Boris, because we've done a few politicians recently.
We've done a few politicians, but yes. Have you got a favourite part of Boris?
Probably his hair. It's hilarious. His hair.
It's like a...
It's hilarious to look at.
It's like a mop belonging to someone who lives in Basildon.
It is.
You're right, Basildon listeners.
Sup.
So get your mops out for Boris. Get your mops out for BJ.
Now, I'm not sure if we've done this segment before. Hopefully we don't. But I'm going to segue into our next segment, which is about segues.
Oh, yeah. Oh. What's the segue segment about, please?
Well, I was thinking segue racing. Do you know segue racing is a thing?
No, I did not. And now I know. I'm definitely going to try it.
Exactly. Tell you what, we're going to look up segue races right now. And we're going to see just what they're like. Here we are. PT Grand Prix. They do Grand Prix.
They do.
2009 segue racing. It's only 37 seconds long. PT Fun Sports. Not sponsored.
Right. 2009 this is. So a bit old. 30,000 views.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, so it's like a go-karting track. But it's a guy on a Segway in a red shirt.
Oh, so it's like time trials, is it?
Kind of. That's great. You know what? That is pretty great. I really like the fact that exists.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The first lap was really cool and then it got boring right instantly after. Yeah,
I think like it would get boring after a while. You'd be like, much Segway.
You should have like Formula One Grand Prix. They have their lineup and it's like... They're in twos, basically. I know they're not, and I know Formula One fans are going to crucify me for this. But they're kind of in twos. They should do that with Segways. Just a bunch of people in Segways. And, like,
yeah,
just
it's like
the most budget padding.
It's Segway longboat racing.
Yes.
And they're all the Segways powering this massive longboat.
And that could work.
Yeah. Now, when I was in Scotland, we went on the world's longest zip wire. It was a very long zip line. It went from the top of a mountain, which you had to go up to in a Range Rover. There was a sheep everywhere because it was a mountain and sheep live on mountains, all the way down to the bottom. And that's how the zip line works, obviously. But it was pretty darn fun. And getting to my point about segways, there were segways nearby.
That was the most useless thing. Yes,
it was. I just wanted to talk about the fact we're on the world's longest zip line. I'm sorry, well, Scotland.
That is the Zipwire segment. Go on. We spent quite a bit of time talking about
Boris and Segways. Now let's segue into...
Recommendations.
Recommendation segment.
What do you recommend, Charlie?
I recommend having a healthy dose of cowpaw every night before dinner and a Ribena and then a walk around a field.
I can't say I say the same.
Right. Now let's go for some serious recommendations. Let's start off with music, right? Now, as you all know, Quentin Tarantino's new film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, is coming soon. Have you seen that advertised?
No, I haven't.
It's one... Quentin Tarantino makes some of the best films, doesn't he? He's one of the greatest living directors. And he's got a new film coming out called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's set in 1969 in Hollywood, which is probably the best time to set a film ever. It's about, like, Sharon Tate and all the Charles Manson murders, and Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio are in it as stuntmen, and the actor is great, right? Haven't seen it yet, but he has released the soundtrack. And there's a song from it from a group called Los Bravos in 1968. I'm going to play a small selection of that song for you now, but it's probably one of the best songs from 1968 I've ever heard. And it's very infectious. Here we go. That's jazzy. That's guitar chords. There's like a bass, distorted bass.
This is
it sounds good. Like music from a trailer, doesn't it? Like it sounds like it could be. Basically, it's a fantastic song. And he released the, basically, on the soundtrack, lots of the soundtrack in the film isn't, like, scored music like Hans Zimmer would do or John Williams would do, but it's actual music from the time. That's a lot of what Quentin Tarantino does. And he released that song with the original radio broadcast. And in the beginning, I think this is probably one of the coolest things ever heard. It's like... How smooth is this voice? He's got such a smooth voice. And that aspect is great about the film, so I'd recommend that. And when the film comes out, recommend going to see that. Other music recommendations before we move on to your film recommendations. Let's see what we have recently. Oh yes, there's a band called Aquamarine. They've got an album called Scuba Jive out. Another Ooh. Band called Junico, who have their EP called Awry. Oliver Tree has got some good new music. And Brittany Howard from the band Alabama Shakes. Have you heard of Alabama Shakes?
Like, I can't say I have.
Listen to them. They're like kind of like 50s soul. But now they're really good, right? She's got some new music coming out.
Nice.
I think it's nice. Now, you've got some film recommendations for us, I hear.
Yes. I recently watched a film. I believe it's a Netflix original. It's called Shaft.
I know it's not set in a gay handjob parlor.
No, but there is a few adult stuff. It is more orientated towards
oriented.
Yeah. I can't remember. I feel brain dead today. No, it's about a chap who's a computer analyst in the FBI, and his best friend dies for whatever reason. I do know the reason, I'm just not spoiling. and then he goes to his dad, which is Samuel Jackson.
That's got to be good.
I mean, he's brilliant, and there are some very good moments in that film. But it is more adult-type stuff, so
because looking at plus. the reviews aren't particularly too great, though. That's what's confusing. Because any film with Samuel Jackson's good, like, that's the thing. Film critics versus people actually viewing it. It's exactly. Completely different. Like, the critics didn't love Bohemian Rhapsody, but it's become
one of the
50 highest grossing films of all time.
Bohemian Rhapsody is a brilliant film. I definitely recommend watching it.
Yes.
Go ahead. Oh, fair enough. I was going to say, about critics, yeah, always trust them. But another good one, Spaceballs.
Yes.
I don't hear too many people talking about this. It's pretty average on Metacritic, and it's pretty good on IMDb, and still fairly average on Rotten Tomatoes. But it's a quality film.
I think it's a bit cheesy. They're like, there wasn't so many great film techniques in it. It was very cheesy, like in that Mel Brooks kind of era. Although, sticking along the line of what you said about Shaft, this whole kind of FBI secret thing, The Matrix, which we talked about previously earlier.
The Matrix.
Over the weekend, I watched all three Matrix films.
They're good films.
The first one is like a masterpiece of cinema. The second one's very good, but doesn't explore the philosophical issues as much, but it's still fantastic, especially that burly brawl where there's like hundreds of Hugo Weavings jumping on top of Keanu Reeves, which is so good. Then he flies out and he kills them all.
So good.
And then the final one, it's a bit boring, and there's not much story, but it's still good, like the visual effects, I mean, for 2003. They were released, the second and third one were released, like, within 3 months of each other. They were released in the same year. Really? So everyone's like, oh my god, The Matrix, and the first two got like 90%.
The actor who played Smith is absolutely
Hugo Weaving.
He's phenomenal.
He's good.
He's so good in
that
film.
Like Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves is great. And Lawrence Fishburne, he's great. They're all great. Watch The Matrix films. Maybe you don't have to subject yourself to the third one. Not necessarily, but they're good films. Have you got any other?
Yes, it's another spoof like Spaceballs. It's top secret.
Yes, it's...
Now, this has got a lot better ratings.
By the people that made the Airplane film.
Yeah, it's such a good film. It is absolutely hilarious. I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah. Watching Airplane is some of the most amazing content you've ever witnessed.
Yes.
Trying to think of any other film recommendations.
Talking about recommendations, can we just talk about how screwed up the YouTube recommendations tab
is? Yes, this is
so bad.
Right, one of my problems with it.
Nothing on my recommended I'm actually interested in.
Going through it now, I've got Richard Iowardi, which is good. Penis Town and Scunthorpe. Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. Boxing, which I've never watched a boxing video in my life, right? So, what is going on?
Exactly. They need to sort out their crud.
Also, the trending tab.
I've never looked at the trending tab.
It's literally massive YouTubers and late night shows. Like, we've got Sidemen, 4.5 million views. Dude Perfect, 6.2 million views. Mark Rober, 21 million views. Bazinga, that's a proper channel. Fortnite, 11 million views. Sky Sports, it's literally... just that. It's literally
Do Perfect in ages.
It's just companies and nonsense like that filling up the trending page where no small creators can actually get on there.
No. So go on, support small creators on YouTube. Help them out a little bit.
Especially us, the low budget.
I'm sure it will make them feel brilliant knowing that they have a fan base. Even if you don't watch them, I mean, they'll still probably think that they've got a fan base.
Yeah.
Ah, crud.
It's pretty good.
Fair enough. Right. So,
yes.
If you look outside currently, I'm not sure as of when you're watching this, but as of when we're recording, we look outside currently, I'd say it's winter time, but instead, it's summertime.
It's summertime, and it's...
it makes me incredibly depressed.
Not very nice weather.
No, it's chucking it down with rain periodically today.
It's dull. Yeah, and it's literally been bursts of rain and then bursts of sun, but it's not very good sun, it's shit sun, quite frankly.
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah,
it's
we don't like it.
Might be very nice. So, weather-wise, it needs to be a better summer. I mean, not too hot. I mean, I'm a ginger, and so I can't.
Personally, have decided to be a ginger.
I'm a ginger. No, I cannot survive above 25 degrees Celsius, and So the cooler temperatures, it's fine by me. But it's the wind, it's the rain, it's how overcast it is. It's awful.
That's the
worst.
This
is not what a summer should be. In June, I'm not sure how many sunny days I counted, but I'm pretty sure it was only like 5.
That's
maybe less than
worst.
That. It was a horrible June this year.
Yeah, we did not appreciate it.
No. Anyway, that was weather and a rant.
Weather and a rant. Have we got any other rant ideas?
Yeah, it gets too hot in summer.
Oh,
and if you're living in the UK, chances are there's no swimming pool nearby. So you can't cool off in the swimming pool. And chances are, if there is a public swimming pool nearby, it'll be too crowded with people because it's so damn hot that you won't be able to get in the swimming pool.
And all
there's nothing free.
I hate the swimming pool and all the people in the swimming pool, the chaps who have brought their kids and their uncles and everyone. You've got skin sagging everywhere and it's like, get out of the pool, we don't want your chloroform in our mouths, and they're killing the frogs and they're all lizard
There's
people.
Chemicals in the swimming pool that turn
the freaking frogs gay! Alex Jones, if you're watching or listening, you're probably not. I guarantee you're not. You're a racist.
Alex Jones out of context. I hate Alex Jones. He's a tosser. But Alex Jones out of context is hilarious. There are weaponized levels of barbecue, Charlie.
Yes, there are.
Weaponized levels of barbecue, I'm telling you.
Destroy the child. It's probably one of my favourites from Alex Jones. If you've got a favourite from Alex Jones, please tell us. We would love to know because we hate that man, but we love what he says.
There is one I know. I'm not sure I should probably say it on a podcast.
Go ahead, say it. I know. I think I know what this one is.
I don't want it to be out of context of me.
Go ahead, say it. Yes, this is the best phrase from Alex Jones.
Four Noxes. I'm here to date your six-year-old.
That is Alex Jones.
But just imagine Alex Jones is going around to everyone's house, knocking four times and just saying, I'm here to date your six-year-old.
I'm here to date your six-year-old.
I'm here to date your six-year-old. I mean, how terrifying would that be?
It's got to be an honour, though.
What?
No, it's not. It's not an honour. It's a nonna, not an honour.
Fair enough.
Nonna. I've invented a new word. Oxford, I'm coming for ya.
Fair enough. Anyway, plans for the awful summer. If we got plans,
right? Well, as you know, we've got a show coming up, so we need to work a lot on that. We've got a lot of things happening, so we're gonna have a couple of rehearsal dates. Also, I'm going to Devon for a week.
Ooh, which very is nice.
Normally we go to like Italy, somewhere like that, but no, this year we decided to go to Devon on the coast in Lynmouth, where less sun, less sand, more pub crawls and drunken fat Devonshire men flopping scones everywhere with the cream round the wrong way, trying to eat your fish and chips that you brought because they can't afford it because they live in Devon, it's at the bottom of the coast and there's no banks anywhere and it's away from civilization. And I bet you there's going to be no wife, so it means we can't do any work. And even when I go out there, I have to work anyway because, frankly, two women who I shall not name, who work at an establishment we shall not name, have decided that it would be fun for me to work in the summer to write their show for them.
Ah, those two women.
That's an establishment. We will not say the name. H. We will not say it. We will not say Kiss.
No.
Never. We shall never say their names. But thank you. Thank you, darlings, for putting me in this position. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy it thoroughly when I shove it up your posterior.
Nice.
Oh, yay.
Anyway, I'm going to Lake Garda for 12 days.
Lake Garda, an extended break in Lake Garda.
Yes.
What, pray tell, are you doing in Garda of Lakes?
I've got no clue. I learned I have a hidden talent last year.
What's that?
And that's clearing hotel pools. Every time I go into a swimming pool at Italy, whole pool clears. No one wants to be around me.
That is sad, but it's such fantastic. A good talent.
And yeah. Apart from last year, there was this German person who was really grumpy. She get me away. She really broken English. She's a really husky voice for this.
Of course, she's German.
She's just a woman. She's just a horrible... horrible, ugly woman. Just
horrible, horrible German bastards.
I don't want that crud.
We don't need this of negativity here with a low budgets podcast review channel.
She was very grumpy.
Very grumpy.
Hopefully she doesn't listen. Angus says that 4% of our audience is in Germany.
Well, we've just angered all our German people, so thank you, Germany.
Anyway, next...
Swiftly on. Phil.
So I'm not sure if you had to pay to watch this podcast or anything, but we're going to talk to you about scams. Oh, my segues are on point today. You've got to admit.
They wouldn't pay for to watch the podcast. It's free.
Yeah, I know, but that's why we're scamming them. Because if they have to pay money to watch a free podcast, it's a scam.
Yes. Now you will pay. We will come to your house and collect your debt for you, like we're debt collectors, but we're not.
Thank you very much. So, have you had any scam calls recently?
No, but I've had many, many scam emails.
Ooh.
So,
have you ever replied to any of them?
Yes, I have, and they're all just auto-generic replies. So, the first thing we're going to be doing is we're going to be delving deep into my inbox to have a look at some scam emails.
While you do that, I'll quickly say I had had one the other day that I answered in German accent. Said, "Hallo sir, my name is Hans." Answered it just like that and I hung up instantly.
That's very nice. Well, on the subject of that actually, the most important thing to remember is that today we prank called UKIP Party. Please tell them about this because it's fantastic.
Okay, so we were recording a sketch for our new show, Shabby Road.
Come see it Saturday, 20th October, Wickford CLC at Bromford's.
The sketch is called Despicable May.
Despicable May.
So that voice of Theresa May, Charlie used to prank call UKIP. We got this lovely woman on the phone who actually played along with it. It's, "Hello, Mrs. May." It was very good.
And in the end, we talked about something to do with a washer and a dryer and a thing.
Yes.
But it was pretty fun.
I was mortified.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Do you reckon the entire UKIP office listened to the call?
Hopefully.
Now, one email I got recently out of a plethora. The subject line is, I like sex and I like to meet you, Charlie Hills. With no space in between my name. It's from someone called Enjoy With Me. I'll censor this word. It's got a love heart with an arrow going through it. F me please, exclamation mark. I heart emoji. Give me the best orgasm. Kiss emoji.
You should have censored that, you grunt.
I'll put a bleep in later.
I won't.
I am, but with no space between the I and the am, so turned on, shall we say. And then that's in one font. That's in Times New Roman. Then we scroll down.
Ooh, connoisseur of the fonts.
And then we go down and we see Papyrus font, the worst font of them all. And might I say that the Avatar logo, the second highest grossing film of all time, that font is goddamn Papyrus and I'm fuming about it.
Connoisseur of the font.
What we've got after that is Charlie Hills, no space again. I wanna, capital W, capital F, feel you all over my body, kiss emoji. Then we traverse on to a third font.
Do not say that.
I shall definitely censor this bit. We've got a kiss emoji. This is blue and underlined in Times New Roman again, but it's slightly larger. I'm going to kiss emoji. Put your big something in my something, kiss emoji. Then we've got a couple of images, which I'm not going to load because they'll probably give me a virus. So you can see I get very, very strange emails. I'm going to have to try and look for another one because they're perfect. A lot of them just come from YouTube and telling me this morning has uploaded a video telling me about something to do with a woman. Aha, here's another one. 1,049.37 euros has been added into your account. From paymentcharliehills.com. It says, why do you get this email? In green, capital letters. This certifies that Charlie Hill 78 has been approved as our last candidate. Their last candidate.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'm the last one. In accordance with the official rules, we are obliged that each competitor has been notified within 12 hours. Glad to see they're following the official rules.
Please I use do like this... me some official rules.
Yeah, especially if it's a Nigerian scammer. So then, we traverse to a yellow font. Please use this confirmation for login and claim your amount, 1,049.37 euros. A very obscure amount, by the way. Confirmation Bator 29. Da, 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 da. Aha! There's more information at the bottom. Shall we read it out?
Yes, providing it's not too bad.
No, it's not. It says, hi, DHG. My name's Dylan Basile and I work at Event Temple. Nice to meet you and thanks for requesting a demo. Join me for a quick demo. It will be the fastest and most efficient way for you to see what software is not software is capable of. Okay. Did any of the times in our work... I can't be bothered. The paragraph's so long.
Anyway, we've hit the 28th minute, Charlie.
Yes.
Ignore that. That was okay. My phone that just dropped.
Okay.
So, 28th minute joke, Charlie.
Yes. We've got a 28th minute joke, and it's our regular tradition.
So, I have a rare psychological disorder that means that I sometimes think I'm an antiperspirant deodorant.
Are you certain that's a real disorder?
I'm sure.
Ba-dum-bum-bum!
And that's...
that's the quality you get here.
I mean, you probably take a while to get it.
Ha! It's bad. Right, before we move on to the next segment, I would like to read this scam email out because it's very blunt. The subject line is Buffy underscore underscore XOXO wants a booty call, peach emoji phone. From Buffy, new message from Hennessy, 0.5 miles away. Why won't you respond to my message, Charlie Hills? I'm waiting for your reply. Hennessy wants a booty call. A minute ago, it was Buffy, now it's Hennessy.
Oh my gosh, you should so reply to that, say, sorry, I'm having an early night, good night.
Okay, Rita wants a booty call. RE, hi, dot, 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 you, dot, 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 remember, underscore me, question mark, dash, dash, exclamation mark, times four, send emoji, can you meet up, pics of me being bad here, dot, 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 smiley face. See, these people have no idea who I am. Wait. The subject line is, "How are you?" It's from Joyful Female. None of that is capitalized. "What's up? I'm a free, pleasurable dame searching for a caring male who is over 35 years old. Now, I don't know if you know a lot about me, but I'm not over 35 years old. Tell me a few words about yourself," capitalized "you, please. An answer to siri@gmail.com. I give you my pictures. I hope to see you soon." Yeah. Then we've got lots more like that. And then YouTube recommendations. Right, that was certainly something, and we can be sure that I'm going to get many scam emails from Buffy_XOXO who wants a booty call in the future. Now, Buffy, if you're listening to the podcast, no, I decline your offer.
Anyway, let's go on to a noun segment.
Noun segment, the most...
final segment of the day.
Well, no, this is the second to last segment.
Well, the last segment is the sign-off segment.
No, the last segment is the goofs and gaffs segment, where I've got a couple of videos. We shall see.
We shall see.
We only do a couple of nouns this time, because we're a bit strapped for time. First noun, dresser. Well, whichever way you dress it up, it's going to be the same.
I mean, my opinions on that, I like to put stuff on it.
Yeah. That's what they use for. You've got to use it for when you've got to use it for. Next one, syndrome.
Syndrome.
Well, I don't know if you know a lot about Stockholm syndrome recently, but I recently got over it, and I think I'm missing it.
Wow. No, syndrome. They're conditional, really.
Conditional. Yes. Wagon.
Wagon. I'm going to say it right now. Wagons are going to go places.
Yes, they are. Wagon wheels. Pretty good.
I've never had a wagon wheel.
Never? They're great. They're like chocolate and marshmallow. It's great.
I don't like marshmallow.
You probably wouldn't like one then. Not that's so great. Artery.
Now, I'm going to say it right here. Artery is going to take blood places.
It doesn't even work. That's just what it does.
Opinions.
Opinions.
That is my opinion.
Well, arteries are essential. That's all we've got so far.
They are necessary. That's what we used to say.
Necessary. Dirt.
Necessary.
Not necessary. It's not necessary.
I don't like dirt. Actually, I don't mind it. Just have a bath. Get rid of dirt.
Yeah.
And it's an excuse to have a bath.
Yeah. House.
Necessary.
Now,
it's really hard to think of a pun for a house.
Yeah, well, I've been housing these views for a while now.
Ah.
But I mean, I'm really a kind of first floor kind of guy, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Now, if we go go back to the basement, we will learn that... I don't know where I'm going with this. Really need to step up my game. The quality of these puns is getting bungalow.
No, that was a good one.
Yeah. Application.
You know, it's a thing, really.
It's a thing.
I mean,
that
like when you go onto the App Store, who on earth goes onto apps? They go onto games, not apps.
I go onto apps. I don't have any games.
Well, yes, you do. You got Red Herring.
That's not a game. That's a puzzle.
It's the one that I showed you.
Fair enough. It's like it's only Kenning. It's a good show. Gash.
It's got a few slices out of me, Gash.
Clash. No, it's Cash.
Cash.
I don't always say Gash. Cash.
Cash. Necessary.
Necessary.
Money makes the world go round.
Cash is green.
No, stereotypically, it's green.
Yeah, I know. It's just a character in a film called Cassius Green.
Oh, Cassius Green.
Yeah, but it's a pun on the phrase
Cash is.
Yeah, that's a pun on that. That's the pun.
Fair enough.
Group. Well, I really have a collective of ideas about...
Wow, I was literally just going to say that.
Well, I got my first. Last noun, whistle.
Whistle. It goes right through me.
That doesn't make any sense. Whistle.
That really didn't make any sense. Jesus. Whistle, you know.
I whistle like I think of a pun.
I'm just about to sound my opinions on that.
Hmm. I whistle these band puns would disappear. Oh, right. last segment, quick segment. I've found a couple fantastic videos online. Now this, I dub the world's most inexperienced firefighter.
He just chucked his fire on someone.
Which has got the end running around in circles. This guy. Look at this guy, he just chucks a cup of fire. Lights it. It's got up in flames. He just chucks a cup of fire over these men.
That is a quality
Have
video.
Have you ever sat on a chair and crossed your legs and accidentally destroyed your nutsack?
I've done it once.
Yes. Watch this guy here. This is perfect. Watch his face. He goes, cross his leg. He flicks his head back. And then he goes to do it again. Watch his head go back. Like you flicks
that
it back in
like
pain.
Absolute pain.
He goes. It's so perfect. Let's zoom in on his face with this. He goes. Leans over. I love the way he just goes.
That is quality.
Huzzah! A man of quality. Da 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 da. It's so good. Then he goes to do it again. One last video, which is I think you'll find, is probably one of the most perfect things ever created. Now, whilst we do this, would you like to wrap up the podcast? No, actually, let's not. Let's just do this.
No, we've
this is
got to stick to the schedule. Yeah,
this is the human domino chain. It's just pathetic.
Have people just taped themselves to mattresses?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that actually that looks really fun. Yeah. People
look
just...
all these fat people going down. Watch. On the corners, they're really fat. Look at that guy.
That looks painful.
Look at these fat guys here. Getting blitzed in the face. Look at
them. I mean, it must be really boring.
Go down.
It must be really boring just staying there.
It's pathetic. When it gets to the end, you'll see they don't even hit each other, they just start falling. Look at those people. Look, back there.
Yeah.
Half these guys don't even hit each other. Like, that guy didn't even... That wouldn't even knock him over, would it?
No.
He's just hitting his feet, and he's just falling.
That's great. That is quality. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. See, I didn't say
podcast.
Watching this time.
Yes.
Thank you very much for
listening
to the
podcast. Yay.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed whatever this was.
I don't know what it was, but it's certainly something.
And hopefully Charlie will remember to upload episode 5.
Yeah, I'll 5 or 6 or one of them. I'll upload it soon.
Pretty sure it's 5.
And you can enjoy it for all your fun and your claps and your laughing gits.
So I'll see you next time whenever. Well, not see you. You'll hear me next time
whenever
that may be.
Thank you. Goodbye. Yay.